RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Sports Radio 92.9 a game. It's 11:23. Hopefully you guys are keeping it between the navigational beacons, between the mustard and the mayonnaise, my dad always used to say.
You know what I mean?
The white line and the yellow line on the road. You know, the mustard and the mayonnaise. You know what I mean? Navigating it through the highways out there headed to return whatever gift you didn't like. Maybe it was a bad sweater. Maybe it was a bad fashion choice.
Maybe.
That's what I was going to say a minute ago. We're going to get into some of the bowl games here in just a second. My mother-in-law's in town.
Okay.
Shout out to her. She hates, her and my wife always make fun of me for wearing black ankle socks. They're like, dude, those are just hideous.
Why?
Like, I don't know. Why? I'm like, I've rocked black ankle socks as long as I've been alive.
I still wear them.
Yeah. I'm like, do you want me to wear, you know, the calf socks? Do we want these things to go all the way up the leg? Do you want me to do the no-shows? I think they would rather do the no-shows.
Okay.
Or the white ankle socks.
Mike, I learned, and you'll learn more about this because you still got young babies. I got college kids.
Yeah.
And, I didn't know that until they told me that. They were like, Dad, don't, this is exactly what they said. Dad, people don't wear ankle socks nowhere. I was like, who the hell is people?
Yeah.
I said, because I know I do.
I say that every morning to Bo Morgan.
Yeah, I said, I know I do.
Yeah.
You know, and I wear black on. I wear them. I don't wear socks until now because I got bad feet. The doctor wants me to wear more tennis shoes because I got my pool shoes on today.
I stay strapped with the insoles.
Yeah, so he's like, Randy, you can't wear those shoes every day like you wear them. So he's like, I start wearing shoes. So we found some shoes that are comfortable for me. So that's the only time I wear socks. But yeah, I don't give a damn about what everybody else
wears. It's frustrating.
You know, the most frustrating thing about that is people telling other people about their clothes when you buy their clothes.
Yeah.
I buy your damn clothes, child. You gonna tell me what? You know what I mean?
Hey,
you ain't got no damn job up here trying to talk about my clothes.
Yeah, it was weird because we were talking about, my wife does not want me to pick out anything where I would have to coordinate any kind of color or fashion.
Right.
Like I would never buy her something she has to wear, period, unless she had already picked it out and sent me the link.
Yes.
But at the same time, I feel like she would go out of her way to buy me something to, like, give me some kind of insight into what she thinks I should dress like.
Dude, what?
You know what I mean?
You see what I have on right now, right? This is all white. Like, I got my Lulus on. I didn't 100%. Buy these. My wife bought them.
100%.
You know, I got my white whatever sweater shirt
pull
over. Pullover, yeah.
A little light hoodie on. No
but I'm easy to shop. Like, how you dress? That's how I dress every day.
Yeah,
I wear
T-shirt. T-shirt backwards hat.
I have jeans. I just haven't worn them.
Yeah.
Andy's a jean guy. He wears jeans to work and stuff like that. I wear sweats.
Dude, I came in here and I'll put his business out because he said it on air. I came in here. He does the Wade Ford tailgate, Joe Patrick. I was about to step on air with Squid Billy. We're going to do the Falcons Radio Network pregame show. And I walked in here. And when I tell you Andy looked like Ned Flanders,
my
I was like,
my
what
place, my boy,
on
he
earth
is,
are
he
you
is,
doing?
He's sweater.
He was leaving here to go to a church, some kind of church.
Thing. Yeah, baby. I think it was baby girl was singing that day.
Yeah,
baby girl. Like. Yeah, she was singing.
But
that
I mean,
day.
It was the Argyle, mm-hmm. Argyle vest.
Yeah,
the hair done up right.
Yeah,
and I was like, man, you couldn't possibly look more like Ned Flanders.
But I'm just telling you, if what's your wife's name again? Your wife?
My wife's Lindsay.
Lindsay. If Lindsay came to you and said, Mike, we're going to take the babies to church, you would have the dress like that.
Just. Soldier.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yes,
ma'am.
All of us.
Yes, ma'am.
All of us. That's no why we were talking about tonight about going out to dinner. I was like, If I know if I go out there, I can't wear what I want to wear. You know, she don't pick out my clothes, but I know what she would prefer me to wear.
My wife's biggest fashion faux pas, and I promise we're going to get to college football in 1 second, the short sleeve button up. It's just not a thing. Bro, that is not an option for me. Dude. She's like, do not rock the short sleeve button up, bro. You ain't going to walk in here in a short sleeve button up. Dude, we're not doing that.
See,
wear the long sleeves and roll them up.
I'm with you on all that, but I used to wear the button up when I was playing.
Exactly.
But that was when I was playing everything. She loves it. But now, if I do, she'll give me a look like, what the hell you got on?
Oh, yeah, man.
Short sleeve button.
That's good stuff. Short sleeve button up, man. Don't do that. That's not going to work. Yeah, man, we got some fun college football matchups coming up. Hey, what's the what is your interest level in bowl games that are not the CFP anymore? And how much has it changed?
It has changed a lot. I refused. No, I always say this. I hate going with the new norm of it don't matter no more, so I don't watch it. I hate doing that, but I'll try to watch some of it. I'm mostly watching now. Like, I'm going to watch the Tech game tomorrow. Like that. I'm interested in that. But, yeah, I hate the fact that all the stuff that we loved and we grew up on, this love for college football, it's just all gone. We talked about it the other day, Mike, like different rivalries. So you saw what Notre Dame and USC are not going to play each other anymore, which freaking sucks.
Makes me sick.
You know, but yeah, I mean, I'll always, because we keep an extra TV on and it always be on sports.
Yes.
And so it'll be on. And
I used to do the same thing when plasmas were big. Yeah. ESPN was burnt into the plasma.
Yeah. So I'm not going to sort of say I'll watch all of them, but yeah, not like used to.
And I think that, and here's my defense for that. I always say that, like, I don't watch it like I used to, but it's not so much, I don't think it's college football playoff as much as it is the teams change.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the same team. Like, everybody, all these teams, these big name quarterbacks in the portal, this coach left, that coach left, this coordinator left. Like, and Tech's going to be dealing with the same thing. We're talking about Chris Winkie's going to be calling the plays for them. I'm excited about that. I grew up a Florida State fan, a big Chris Winkie fan.
Yeah, man.
Like, huge Chris Winkie.
I'm assuming Haynes is playing the game.
I would have to assume. I think as far as I know that's going to be a thing, and it should be. And Buster Faulkner's not there, and Aaron Filo's going to transfer and everything else. But I do think that this will be a good chance to kind of calm the nerves of Georgia Tech fans as you're forward facing. You know, I think it's like, let's see if we can calm it down a little bit.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Because Mike, you know me well enough. I don't bother nobody. I'm on my business. I don't brag nothing like that. But them damn fans across the street, man. They liked it when they got good and started. Randy, what you think right now? I was like, all right, dog.
Yeah, like to come at you. A little
all right, dog. Just okay.
That's
just
fair.
Just leave me alone.
That's fair. I'm the same way, man. Like, I don't. You know, I don't go out of my way to pick at any fan base.
No, I don't. But you come at me, I'm going to go back at you.
100%.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah,
you have to. I'm not a Georgia fan. I'm a Bama guy, but I always call myself Georgia adjacent because I really like Kirby.
Okay.
And I played under Kirby, and I really like the way they go about their business.
Right.
So I'm not going to go out of my – like, even when they're playing each other, I'm not going to go out of my way to pick at Georgia fans.
I'll tell you the funniest thing. Last time you worked together, was it after the SEC championship game or something?
Yeah, it would have been.
Georgia-Bama played each other.
That was right. That was the Milroy 2 years ago when they played 23.
No, it was something else. Okay. Like, Georgia had just lost or something, and Bama had won. And it was between days or something. I remember I was like – you came with your damn Alabama sweatshirt. I was like,
that's about as outlandish as I'll get.
I was like, whatever. He wore that because he knew he was coming here to work with me today.
You know, God forbid. No, man, but obviously we talked to Roddy a minute ago about the Georgia Ole Miss matchup coming up. I cannot put myself enough in the shoes of Ole Miss right now where your head coach is gone. You know, there's all this speculation about everything that's going on with your program. The portal's going to open up in, a week? And
next Friday, isn't it?
You're right. I think it's the day after the Rose Bowl game, if I'm not mistaken. So that'd be interesting to see all that pan out. But Ole Miss, this has got to be, and this is why I asked you the question earlier about the biggest game you played in. This has got to be the biggest game in Ole Miss history.
Yeah.
Got to be.
Yeah.
You are down the street from where your coach now resides.
Yeah.
Sugar Bowl matchups even before this are hard to come by for Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're at a point where you're going to have an opportunity to play a game that could redefine what your program is moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, this, Mike, you want to talk about, and then the thing about it is they don't have an interim coach. This is their coach.
This is their guy.
Yeah, this is their guy. Pete Golding.
And he is, by the way, He is from the state of Louisiana. Yeah. He's from Hammond, Louisiana. He went to Delta State in Mississippi.
I had a partner from Hammond.
That's, that's
so this is his team kind of sort. I know they're trying, they're still working on stuff as far as Trinidad Chandler's his eligibility for another year.
Yes,
they're working on that probably as we speak. But yeah, no, this is a big ass game. And you think about this team, they are great. They're a really good football team, Mike.
They are
a really good football team. And they're a really good football team that's playing with a chip and playing to prove something as far as proving them wrong. Like, I do. Georgia's going to win the damn game. I have no doubt about that. But Ole Miss can beat Georgia.
For sure.
Yeah, Ole Miss can beat Georgia. If Georgia doesn't play that game.
Last year, yeah, came close this year.
Yeah, that was Lane's signature win. That was his signature win,
beating
Georgia.
Right.
And so if Georgia goes around and half-step and bull-jive around, they'll lose to this Ole Miss. I don't think they will. But I think that when you look at this squad, this university, I mean, this – magical year. I mean, this was the best year, and I know my man Tutan Reyes is an Ole Miss guy and all those things, but I mean, even him, this is the best year ever for Ole Miss.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Followed by, in the middle, one of the biggest, like, letdowns when you lose your damn coach and goes through all that, because when this whole Lane Kiffin LSU thing started happening, everybody knew he was going to leave.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You knew the writing was on the wall.
It's really crazy to think about that this is Ole Miss's best, like this is their biggest game. When you think about the names they've had involved in that program.
Mannings.
Yep. Oh, man, I just think, I used to love the way that their stadium announcer used to say Ben Jarvis Green Ellis. Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, the ball carrier. I used to love it, man. I used to love going to their, we obviously, you know, we play over there every other year when I was in college and just listening to him say names like Dexter McCluster and unfortunately, Greg Hardy was just absolutely terrorized me when I was sophomore.
They had some players.
Patrick Willis.
Patrick,
I mean, come on, dude.
Yes.
Like, they've had some absolute dogs over there.
They have.
But they've
never had this.
That's what's insane about it.
And I think when you look at that was my biggest thing of why Lane would leave. I'm like, what can't you do at Ole Miss that you can do at LSU?
Yeah.
I know there's more money and all that thing.
Yeah.
But look at this team you got at Ole Miss.
Yeah. And it's different now.
Yeah.
Like, you can say, well, in the history of Ole Miss, well, guess what, dude? Football's never looked like this in college football.
No.
And so, you know, I think that all that stuff about him talking to mentors and talking to Pete Carroll and talking to Saban, and I'm sitting here winking at Bo. He didn't see me right now, but I'm just giving LSU a bunch of crap because I'm like, you know what I mean? It is what it is.
You're hiding behind that mic flag right there.
I think there is a much larger percentage in my brain that says that this will fail at LSU.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, me too.
I don't mean on the field, though.
No.
Like, you know what I mean? They're going to have success on the field. But the tarmac thing.
I think he's going to do good at LSU. It's hard not to do good at LSU.
Right.
LSU, he's going to have the players.
Sure.
And whether you talk about everything else, the dude can coach his ass off.
Yeah.
He's a damn good coach. But then I can see the NFL just sniffing around.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Lane Hill.
The Tennessee Volunteers thing where he leaves in the middle of the night, you know, moves out to his dream job. He goes back to the Raiders. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Give us 6 good years. Give us the same 6 years you gave Ole Miss. He'll get a championship at LSU.
I agree with that.
Pete Carroll moves into an advisory role with the Raiders and calls Lane back.
Oh.
So, you know what I mean?
I think they want Pete ass out of it.
I do, too. Hey, when we come back, we're going to make some of our picks when we look towards this weekend of college football and the NFL, man. All this other stuff coming up. It's the Midday Show. Stick with it. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.